So have you pressed the button on your Postman Pat book?
Yes.
So it's playing a tune.
Just a minute. We know.
Just a minute, Gringo. Are you talking about traffic lights?
Orange. Go.
Orange.
Go.
Go?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought orange was waiting in it.
That's a no.
I think the postman's been already this morning, Thomas.
Ray.
Pardon?
Ray.
Ray, that's yeah. Right, yes, Ray the postman. Well, he's been already because when Mummy came downstairs, Daddy had already opened a letter which wasn't here last night.
Mummy, it's way up at Thomas, Thomas' house.
Oh no, don't go out, Thomas, now. No, he's going to look because here's the envelope that he brought. Would you like to go and put it in the bin, please?
No,
you can't post it outside. Thomas? No. Post this in the ghost box in here. Postman brings them, he brings them into the house. That's right, it's when Ray comes, you wave at him. But when we
big bang.
Yes, it's a big bang as the letterbox shuts. When we want to post letters, we take them. We don't post them through the door here, do we? We walk down the street and put them in the red post box.
A boy,
yes. Well, last night when we were going out with a letter, we saw, forgotten his name, Jake, the little boy with glasses. Remember seeing Jake?
Yeah.
Right, let's open the curtains and see if Purdy's ready to come in.
Yeah.
Oh, look, she's here. Well, you don't make noises when you see her. It's been raining. She looks as if she might have got a bit wet.
Buses.
Is that the noise that buses make?
Yeah.
We were on a bus yesterday, weren't we?
No, Mexican. Yeah. Bus Mexican. Yes, the one I did. I'll be a bus, yeah. Yeah. Nope. What her name?
Is she watching Felix?
What, Norman?
She's watching Linda and Brian and she can see Norman.
Yes.
She's peeping through that crack in the fence, isn't she?
Well, open it
in a minute. I'm just going to just pour myself a cup of tea. Would you like to put that envelope in the bin, please? Because we don't want it, do we?
No, I want to.
Are you posting it through the slats in the chair, are you?
I got my name in the chair. Postbox. Darling, Daddy. Yes, please.
Don't keep touching the glass, Thomas, no.
Put it up here.
Oh, yes, we'll get the key and see if she wants to come in.
Yes.
Come on, Puss.
Hello.
Hello, sweetheart. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, she's crying, isn't she?
Yes. Sit.
Hello, Birdie.
Hello, Birdie.
That's right, you've been very gentle. Oh, that's lovely. You've blown her a kiss.
To the tent.
Yes. Steady. Oopsie daisy.
And then to the tent. the trains, the trailer, the train,
are you describing the new beaker that we bought you yesterday in Stockport?
Yes. No, a shop.
In the shop? Yes, it was in a shop. It was in the shop. Well, just let me wash my hands.
A towel.
Now listen, Thomas, this is made of plastic, not glass. But yes, if you drop it, it's going to break.
A page.
Ow!
Ow!
He's just bitten my toe. It's a baby! No.
Yeah!
Thomas, you don't! Now, she didn't bite your foot. She didn't go anywhere near your foot. Purdy's always like to bite people's toes if they're not wearing shoes, and I'm not wearing shoes. There you are. So this glass has on it James. It says Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, and there's Thomas, and there's James in the Fat Controller. But if you drop it, it could break. Yes?
Yes, what's this, Mummy?
That's the Fat Controller.
What's this? Thomas.
Thomas.
James.
And James.
Red James.
Red James. Now, look, if you
help,
is that what he says? If you shake it, can you see all the silver glitter?
What's this, Mummy? What's this? The wave.
Yes, he's waving the flight controller, isn't he? Don't shake it when you've got a drink in it, though. Just shake it before you start to...
No drink.
...putting drink in it.
No drink.
There's no drink in there, is there?
No.
Right, Purdy, would you like some food?
This is Terry. That was Terry.
No, don't try and pick her up. She's going to have a breakfast now.
What's this, Mummy? What's this? Help! Help!
Is that James?
Help! Help!
Crying for help.
Yes. The controller. Help! Help! The wife. Two trains.
Lucy and James, two trains.
Hello. No drink, no juice. No juice now. No juice.
No, there's no juice in it. There's no drink inside yet.
No.
There is some water in it, but that's because the beaker is made, look.
Yes, a drink.
From two layers of plastic. This one on the outside and this one on the inside. And there's water in between the two and all this glitter. So that when you shake it, you get glitter.
Glitter. Put it up.
You've shown Purdy.
A train.
Oh, Thomas, look.
Bing bags.
No, look out here. Not bin bags, but two pussycats are going to the vet. Theodore.
Yeah.
And
Fat.
Can't remember any. Can you see them in baskets over there? Genevieve. Genevieve's the ginger. Well, the tortoiseshell one is Genevieve in a white basket. And I assume Theodore, the ginger pussycat, must be in the brown
Boodle.
Basket. Oh, yeah. Yes, outside of the blue door.
Pink door. Marley.
And that lady, that's Liam's mummy.
Where's Nina? Nina.
Liam's mummy's picking them up, look. Two baskets together. Oh, and they're going in the car. Now they're either going to the vet because they're poorly.
Yeah.
Or they might be going into a cattery, a little hotel for cats, because they might be going on holiday.
They're poorly.
Do you think they're poorly and they're going to the vets? Well, sometimes that's right, they make them better. Sometimes pussycats go to the vets when they're not poorly to have injections so that they don't get poorly.
No, they're
just bite a man right off. That's right, a man's gone past on a bicycle. What did you say, man bite right off? When you were a baby, you sometimes used to go to the doctor and have injections. There was nothing the matter with you. At least not when we took you. The usual was when we brought you home. And that was so that you wouldn't get poorly later on.
No.
So pussycats might be going to the vet for something like that.
G-cat.
But I think they're going on the holidays.
Poorly. Shot.
She put them in the car and shut the door?
Try it again. Bye.
Can you see all the rainwater on these leaves, Tom?
Yeah.
It looks quite sparkly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Little raindrops.
Dropping.
And can you see the path? It's got all spots on it. That's rain. Spots of rain.
In the regular pond. What a mess.
Linda and Brian open, what a mess. I can hear Brian using his vacuum cleaner. Can you hear the noise?
Yeah. Hey, no. Goes this way. Or this way.
What's this way? This side, that's where Brian and Linda live. Is it this way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, is that lady driving off now? We don't know her name, do we? We just know it's Liam's mummy. Bye-bye, pussycats. Oh, we shall, if they've gone to the catcher, we shall miss seeing them, won't we?
Poorly, the doc, the doctor.
Poorly, they're going to the doc, the doctor. It's going to make them better. Look at this aeroplane.
Yep, big one.
Big one, isn't it?
The big baby one.
A baby one?
Yeah.
Oh, is it not a big one?
A baby.
A baby one. Is there anything else to see, or shall we go and change your nappy and have some breakfast?
No. What pin match? What bin match right now?
Well, if you want to watch the bin bags going, you'll be standing there a long time, darling, because it's Wednesday breakfast time, and the bin bags don't come until Monday.
Yes.
That's another 6 days away.
The bin bags are dropped off.
No. No, it's not 6 days away when we can't do a maths.
No.
What comes after Wednesday? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 5 days away.
Yeah. But I can food.
All done a food, all done a meat. Has she eaten her breakfast? I think she probably wants some more because what she ate was left from last night.
She ate her feet.
She kissed my feet, yes. She bit my foot. I don't know about kissed it.
Come, Mr. Witt. Come on.
She doesn't really bite hard. She just...
Hello.
Always like to just gently put her teeth on your feet if you're not wearing shoes. And I've just looked at my dress, look. Purdy's paw marks as when she came in. She was wet. And then we picked her up and then Mummy's got dirty. A drink. Right, well look. Just a moment. A bit of orange in your new beaker. Just drink your juice. Be very careful. Do you want to sit on that table?
Yeah.
Sit on the little coffee table with your drink. Sort Purdy out with some more food.
Yeah.
More meat, that's right. More food from the tin, more meat.
Dry rub.
Pardon?
I drive off.
Drive off?
Yes.
Who's driving off?
I can't do it.
Purdy, did she walk towards her plate? You've seen drive off, she walked towards her plate. it's really raining hard now, Thomas.
Watch.
A few moments ago, when we looked outside, we could see spots on the footpath.
Yeah.
And now it's just all wet. It's not nice, is it?
No. Sandpit rain.
Sandpit rain, yes.
Yes.
Well, we've got the lid on the sandpit, so it should be all right, but it's not a nice day to play with.
The red. Red.
Oh, bread. Well, I think that's from last night, Thomas. Right, come on, let's quickly get your nappy changed and then we can have some breakfast. Because Grandma and Grandad are coming, aren't they?
Look, I'm David and Sharon.
No, David and Sharon aren't coming today. They came to see me on Saturday. But it's Wednesday and they usually come to babysit while Mummy goes to work. But Mummy's not at work today. Mummy's got a day's holiday. But Grandma...
Sue's home.
Sue's home? No, it's not Sue's car. It's a blue car outside of Sue's home. But Grandma and Grandad are still coming to see us, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I think they're going to go to the Trafford Centre.
Yeah. Thomas in front. Yeah.
Thomas at the front?
Yeah.
Well, you can go with them, but I think you'll be sitting in your child's seat at the back, won't you?
Yes.
Not at the front.
Big one, big. Fall down.
Fall down? Did he fall down?
More orange juice.
Well, let's quickly do your nap and then we can have breakfast. You can have orange juice, you can have corn flakes, you can have bread or toast and fruit. Look, just sit there a minute and let me show you this. This is for Grandma. Oh, what's that?
This is Mummy.
It's some boxes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boxes that all stack inside one another. Because Grandma asked if we were going to the shop, if we would get us some, didn't she?
Yeah.
And we went yesterday on the
bus. What's challenge? Thomas, open the gate.
Thomas, open the gate.
Yeah, open.
And I'm just about to take this cellophane wrapper off here.
Oh, look, got
India. Oh, got India?
Yeah.
We've got 5 storage boxes now.
Open the lid.
Open the lid?
Yes.
Well, look, they've each got. Can you see on the lid? That's rough, and then they've got a band of smooth. It's nice, isn't it? Yes, well, let's do your nappy first. Mm. Otherwise you're going to be wet, aren't you, if you can drink any more orange. Anyway, you have a look at those. You take the lids off all of them. Look. You take the lid off that and what's inside? You're rattling the storage box and it's making a noise. Does it remind you of the bread maker?
No, and the tomatoes on. Yes. Smarties.
2 Smarties?
Yes.
You think when you rattle it you can hear a noise, it's Smarties. Shall I show you what it is?
Oh!
Pop!
Tomatoes!
It's not 2 Smarties, it's in the storage box. Oh dear, you're disappointed because you think every time you unwrap a layer you're going to find some Smarties. Oh dear, dear.
What's this? This one.
I'll take the lid off.
Yes.
And what do you think you'll find?
Tomatoes.
Two tomatoes?
Yes.
Oh.
Mmm. Mmm. Yes, I know.
Yes, I know. I don't think you know as much as you think you do.
Orange juice.
Yes, you can have orange juice in a moment. Let's just finish this now. You want to start using your potty time.
Orange juice.
Tell me what we haven't seen for a few days. Is that a green truck?
The green truck
hasn't come for a few days, has he?
No green bus. No.
Well, we thought the ice cream man had disappeared, didn't we? Because for about a week we didn't hear his tune, but he's...
Oops.
He's
back. I play Sue's house.
Yes, that's right. He stops near Sue's house. He rings his tune, plays his tune, and he drives off, doesn't he?
Yeah. And I turn into food.
Yes, let's just get your nappy on first.
Yes.
The quicker we get your nappy on, the quickety-quick we can have your orange juice. Look, it's the picture that came with those boxes. What's on it? Can you see some peaches?
No!
Shows a picture of some peaches in one of the boxes. Are you going to pick up boy today?
Yeah. Can I do it?
What are you going to say to Grandma and Grandad when they arrive? Tired? Yawning?
A big one.
A big one, a big yawn. You woke up at about 6 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
You came into our bed, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to bed.
And you went straight back to sleep because Mummy said that Mummy and Daddy were still sleeping.
Yeah. I was sleeping too.
Thomas was sleeping too. That's right. You gave Daddy a kiss.
Yeah. Big sleep.
Daddy was asleep, wasn't he? But you gave him a kiss.
Baby wanted sleep. Baby sleep.
And you got hold of the green blanket and you cuddled it back to sleep. That's nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Perhaps we should have got up there really because we want to jump to do. Oh, that's lovely. You're giving me a kiss.
We'll
leave the lampshade alone.
And then they're poorly.
Daddy's poorly?
Yeah.
No, he's not poorly, but he's not going to be very pleased if the lampshade's poorly when he comes home. The lampshade's broken.
Yes. What's happening now?
What's happening now?
Yes. A big high up.
Big high up. Let's go. Let's go with that now.
Orange juice.
Okay. Be very careful though when you're drinking orange juice out of a beacon like that.
No spill it.
No spill it.
No straw. No straw.
No straw?
Yes, a drinking straw. Drink it a straw.
You might if you drink it with a straw?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the pen and a straw to use it.
When you're watching Pippin, does Pippin drink through a straw?
Hello, darling. With Pippin. Hello, sorry. And apple. Yes. A straw.
Just let me wash your hands.
Yeah.
What's
this?
kind of straw would you like? Yellow, blue, or orange?
Yes.
Yes. Have a yellow one, because there's lots of yellow ones.
Johnny.
Start the day on a cheery note with the yellow straw.
Yellow.
Pippin.
Pippin and
No. Oh well, when you're watching Pippin, yes, I think they go one episode. They go to a factory, don't they, where they're making orange juice and putting it in cartons. And the cartons all have little straws.
When you're a drink, yeah.
Yes, you're drinking, aren't you? A nice noise. Now you've got to eat food as well as drink. Some cornflakes. You put that chair there.
Hold on, chair.
Hold on, chair. It was nearly all down, Mummy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oopsie daisy.
What should I use? Big red James. Big red James.
Big red James.
What's this, Mummy? It's a mouse. It's a controller wave.
The front controller wave?
Sat down the more sat. More sat.
Well, we bought something else at the shop yesterday, didn't we? Last week, when we were in the same shop, they had some little coasters, drinking coasters, with pictures of Thomas the Tank Engine and his friends on. And we bought one that had a picture of Thomas.
One Thomas, two Thomas.
One Thomas, two Thomas, that's right, they match, don't they? We bought it because it's a nice size plate for putting things like grapes on and Smarties. Well, yesterday when we went back to the shop, they had a sale. And they had another coaster. I don't know what we've done with it. And the other coaster had a picture of Henry. The same as your name is Thomas Henry.
Yeah.
We bought it, didn't we? We don't know what we've done with it.
Look, Thomas. Don't Thomas. Don't Thomas.
Oh, here we are. We'll just rinse it under the tap. Because it's been in the shop.
What's this, Mummy?
I'll just give it a quick wash.
Thomas and Norman. It's white.
It's a green one. It's Henry.
Green way. What's it?
Now I think there's Gordon, James, and Harold the helicopter to collect. So you have to
run around.
Talk nicely to Grandma and Granda because I'm not going anymore. There you are.
No, no, no.
Thomas Henry. That's your name.
Thomas Henry.
Thomas Henry.
What's this, Mummy? Green.
The green one.
Thomas Henry. What's this, Mummy?
I think you must have been destined.
What's this?
Two coasters. You must have been destined to be a Thomas the Tank Engine fan with a name like Thomas Henry. Wasn't you? Right, that's for Grandma.
Yeah.
What's it through here for when she comes?
Two plates with Thomas Percy Gordon. I mean Gordon.
Percy and Gordon?
Percy Gordon. Percy Gordon. My nose. be ears. There must be ears too.
There must be ears?
Yes.
Big ears?
Thomas James. Thomas James.
So now you've got a coaster with Thomas, a coaster with Henry, and a drinking beaker with James.
Oh no, no, no. Shall I drink from the jar?
There's some milk on the cornflakes.
Oh no, one. What is this? Coming out of the room, can you read it?
What's the matter?
I think Henry is on flakes.
Green Henry cornflakes?
Yes. Yes.
Well, those are cornflakes with milk. Would you like me to put just a few dry cornflakes on Henry? There you are. A few on Thomas. There you are now. Make sure you eat something today, please, because you hardly touched your food yesterday.
I'm weird. Cornflakes.
Grandad was planning a trip to the pond later on, to the ducks. So I think if it's raining like this, you won't be able to go.
Bread.
Some bread? Yes, well maybe we're saving some bread to take along. Mind you, they're here until about 8 o'clock this evening, so it might start sunshining by then. Oh, I forgot to put your slippers back on when I changed your nappy. Shall I pop them on now? Oh, Thomas's little old man's slippers. They're like booties, aren't they?
Oh, a dark moon.
There you are, Poppet.
Poppet?
Mummy's little poppet, aren't you?
Yeah. Ring. Nana and Grandad sit.
Yes, when Nana and Grandad come and we all sit round the table for our evening meal, we have to pull the table out and Grandad usually sits there, doesn't he?
It's just Nana.
When there's just Mummy, Daddy and Thomas, we can manage without pulling the table round. But when there are five of us to sit down instead of three, we have to pull the table out. I'm just thinking, last year, Thomas, you won't remember this because you were too little, but Christmas Day, Grandma and Grandad come for a special meal on Christmas Day. Yeah. And last year the table was so full and four of us were sitting round.
Man dancing? Man.
Do you remember Christmas? You probably do.
Man dancing.
You do remember quite a bit about Christmas.
Tomatoes, yeah.
Two Smarties. I think you remember more about Smarties than anything else. But last year you sat in your high chair Christmas Day next to us, and this year you'll probably want to sit at the table with us. Oh dear, dear. That's going to be a crowd, isn't it?
The man's coming. Whoosh. Yes.
The man's coming in a big cross.
I'm white and the man's coming and I don't know.
What man's coming and what man's going to be cross?
The man.
Are you talking about the cooker? Did you just say burn?
Yes.
You're pointing to the white cooker, aren't you? Yes, that was a new cooker on
the man.
Friday. Yes, a man fitted it, didn't he? And we said you mustn't touch it because it'll burn. It's very hot. Well, last year, Thomas, Christmas Day, the cooker packed up in the middle of cooking the meal. We had to potter around for about an hour while it sorted itself out and the dinner was cooked. And it's taken us till August to get a new one. I was really looking forward to that cup of tea and it's horrible.
Poo!
Well, it doesn't taste of poo, but it's not very nice. I left it too long in the pot and it's stewed.
Stewed tea.
Not nice.
All done now, Mummy.
All done now.
Why now, Thomas?
You're eating the dry cornflakes off the coasters. You're making a lot of crunchy sounds, aren't you?
I love Thomas.
Yeah, it's exciting eating off Thomas the Tank Engine plates, isn't it?
This is my favourite.
Perhaps next week we'll go back to the shop and see what else they've got, because they have some dinner plates and some little cereal bowls, didn't they? You used to have a beautiful Teletubby cereal bowl. I've not seen it for months and months. I have a feeling that you put it in the bin.
Orange juice.
Have you spilled a little bit? Oh, you're going to soak it up with your straw. That's a good idea. That's right. You hoover it out with a straw like Nunu does with the tubby custard. Suck, not blow, darling. There you are. Suck. Suck like you want if it was in the glass. So you're getting ratty with your straw? I think you've probably bitten the end off. I'll get the scissors and just cut it so we can use it again to drink. Oops, bless you. There you go, if we snip the ends, you're going to drink it.
Where's our lemon juice? Straw.
You got the straw?
There. But. Big one.
You're not having any more drink when you've had that, Thomas. You've got to eat some food.
Big one.
I've eaten a few cornflakes, but that's not going to. Toast.
Blackcurrant and toast.
Blackcurrant and toast. Are you referring to playgroup where you get blackcurrant and toast? We haven't been to a playgroup this week, have we?
Nope.
You won't be going next week, are you?
No.
Oh, we'll go to the Beehive on Friday if the weather's nice. We'll probably go even if the weather's not nice. So that you can see Gail and Daniel. Yeah. And Lynn will be there with Ben and Charlotte.
Yes.
And perhaps Lauren will be there with her mummy.
Sonia and
Isabel. Well, they don't usually go to the Beehive, do they? But they do sometimes. And Jenny might be there. Mm. And who else? That little boy whose name I can never remember.
James!
Aren't you clever? It's James. Oh, that is nice, Thomas.
First Jane.
No, you're talking about Thomas the Tank Engine characters. The little boy is called James. That was the one I was thinking of. But I don't think we know anybody at Playgroup called Percy. Not yet, anyway.
What's that noise?
And then in a couple of weeks' time, the music group starts again. Find a drum time. Purdy's home.
Yes. Sleep.
Is she having a sleep? Oh dear, did it go the wrong way?
Yes. Dark now.
It's not really dark, it's dull. It's dull, isn't it?
Dull.
During the day, when the sun's not shining and then it's raining and it's miserable like this, we call it dull.
No.
It's dark at night. She's dull during the day.
No, see Norman.
No, I'm sure you could see Norman from your bedroom window. We can't see him from here because we're too low down. It's not dark enough that we can't see Norman.
Toast.
Do you like some toast? Well, let's move your juice out of the way. That's right.
Sticky,
wash your hands. Just lick it with your finger. That's better. Being quiet, aren't we, eating our toast?
Yeah.
Does it taste nice?
Yeah. Mama, Dada, come in.
Yes. They're probably in the car at the moment on the motorway. Driving from Blackpool.
No, at the Stockport.
Pardon?
Stockport.
They're coming to Stockport.
Maybe. David and Sharon coming.
No, David and Sharon came on Saturday with Grandma and Grandma, but they'll both be at work today.
Who's Paulie?
Who's Paulie? Thomas? What's the matter with Thomas?
Top here.
You've enjoyed drinking out of that, haven't you? Whoops!
table.
Oh dear. Elastic off. I think you have to drink some more slowly, Tommy. Put in some more toast in the toaster, that's right. You tell me when it pops up. Pop in a minute?
Yeah.
You think it will?
Yes, we will. Wait a minute.
Oh, Thomas, pardon you, what do you say?
Excuse me, grapes, are you all?
Excuse me, please. Did you say grapes, here you are? I'm going to wash some grapes. I'm cutting them up. Pop some on the Thomas plate and some on the Henry plate.
Holy grape, Thomas. Darling.
We're sharing, aren't we? So that they both get some.
Green.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for Thomas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for Henry. 8 for Thomas. Thomas has more than Henry. And 8 for Henry. Now they both have the same.
Good ones.
They have equal ones.
Equal ones.
And another 2 halves makes 9 each. So they have exactly the same.
Yes.
There's no squabbling.
No.
This piece is for Mummy. This piece of toast. What would you like to wear today, Thomas?
Lib.
A bib. You want to go to the Trafford Centre wearing a bib? A bit chilly, I would have thought, just for wearing a bib. Should we put your nice dungarees on?
Yes.
You want some green stripy ones? Too cold, isn't it? Even though the sun's not shining. It's usually very warm in the Trafford Centre.
Well, hold on. More grapes.
Some more grapes.
Sink. Thomas. A garden. A garden.
No, it's not Gordon, is it? Who is this on the plate?
Thomas!
Thomas and who else?
Thomas Henry!
Henry, that's right.
One of Thomas, one is Henry.
One of Thomas, one of Henry.
What is? They want me.
Thank you. Have you got the plates ready for me?
Thomas, can we?
Slice them in half. 2 slices for Thomas. 2 slices for Henry. 2 more for Thomas. 2 more for Henry. two more on this plate for Thomas, and two more on that plate for Henry. There's only one grape left.
Yeah.
We'll slice it in half and they can each have a half. And we'll have exactly the same, so there's no fighting. The sharing.
No green. No green.
No green.
But one green was done, Thomas, one green. Thomas. Green. One green.
That's right, you look as if you're eating them one at a time as well, one from the Thomas plate and one from the Henry plate. And there's Mummy's friend Maureen outside.
Mm.
She's not got a little doggy with her. The doggy's called Oliver, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because she said he's quite a greedy dog and it reminds her of Oliver in the story. Just a little bit more. What is it he says? Please, sir, may I have some more? Mm. And she said her dog would say that if it could, so she's called it Oliver. You've got a nasty scratch on your arm, Thomas. What's that with?
Grape.
A grape. Look here, that looks sore.
Yeah.
What happened? What's happened to make your arm so sore?
Oh, this way. This way.
You're having a big stretch.
First thing.
Pardon?
Oh, the toys.
Toys, you like your little stack of beakers?
Yes.
Are you going to eat a little bit more, Thomas?
No.
Please may I move these things now?
Yes.
Because they're a bit in the way, aren't they? Because we need some beakers.
Beakers.
The table's very crowded. I think some of them must be on the dish drainer from last night because of the
pink and a blue.
There we are, there's the yellow one. Well, are they all there? No, there's a big green one missing, isn't there? Mm. Oh, here's the green one. The dark green one. There are two shades of green. A lime green and a jade green. What's the daisy? Has it rolled on the floor?
Yeah.
Can't see where it's gone. Oh, here we are.
Oh, what's that? They are all petty. Oh, they are the petty to us.
Oh, yes, you're picking up the yellow beacon you're referring to last night. Gosh, that's loud, isn't it?
Hello? What's this, my voices?
What happened last night?
Sit. Hello, Purdy.
Purdy was just sitting, minding her own business, wasn't she, when you picked up the yellow beaker and threw it. You didn't throw it at her, but it frightened her and she ran away, didn't she?
Yes.
That wasn't nice doing that to Purdy, was it?
No, and it's just... Yes!
Crash.
Pop. What's this one, Ray?
An orange one. Are you going to eat this toast, Tom? Has she eaten some of it?
No. Green!
Two green ones.
Orange.
The orange one's on the table. Is it the red one you've dropped? The yellow one you've dropped?
Orange.
Orange. Orange. Orange.
Not
orange.
Orange.
There's a red bus, look.
It's a blue bus.
Did you see the red bus go past?
The blue bus.
No, we don't get blue buses down here, just the red one.
That's a big stop sign.
With big steps on it.
Green, red.
But if you're throwing them all on the floor, I'm not picking them up.
Over there.
Oh, no.
Over there.
Oh, no. You threw them down.
Orange, yellow.
You want the orange and yellow ones?
Pink, red, yellow.
There aren't any pink ones, Thomas.
No pink ones.
No pink ones.
Yeah.
That's right. That's number 5 and number 4. You stack number 4, the orange one, on top of number 5, the yellow one.
What's this? What pink?
There's no pink ones, Thomas.
The blue one there.
The blue one there. Oh, it's buried the orange one. It's so big.
Oh, more. We know does. Oh, yeah.
What do you say, Thomas?
Hold on.
Hold on, but what do you say when you make a noise like that?
Sorry, excuse me.
Excuse me, please. It's a good boy.
What am I doing now? What am I doing?
Cushion.
Then I gotta sit down.
Yes, just tidying the cushion so that Mum and Grandma can sit down when they arrive.
Petty, please. Petty.
Petty. Is that what they'll want when they arrive, a cup of tea?
Yes. Oh, it's this, Mummy.
This is the washing that I'm trying to get dry.
Mind the big chair.
I've got to put it on the clothes dryer.
Yeah. It's a little bag with the paper.
Oh yes, you like playing with the clothes for pretending it's a shop, don't you? Opening it and closing it as if you would the shop door. Your daddy's shirt.
Ooh.
That's dry, it needs ironing.
You're down toys,
you'd like to play with some toys. Well, let's get your face and hands washed, your teeth brushed, and you dressed.
Hold on. I want to ride a bike.
Want to ride a bike?
Okay.